The touristic season is expected to generate nearly $7.4 billion, caretaker tourism minister Waleed Nasser told This Is Beirut. Lebanon is betting on tourism to mitigate, as much as possible, the impact of the political, economic, and financial crises on all aspects of life in the country. The summer looks promising, with bookings exceeding expectations. Flights to Lebanon are sold out. Hotel occupancy rates are hovering around 85%. This figure jumps to 100% for guest houses. Tourism professionals are expecting an excellent 2023 summer season. Caretaker Tourism Minister Waleed Nasser assures This Is Beirut that the 2023 summer season promises to be even more promising than last year's. He added, "We expect to receive at least as many travelers as last summer, meaning around 1.7 million, 25% of whom will be foreigners and 75% Lebanese expatriates." In Nasser's opinion, the revenue generated by this flow of visitors should be higher than last year's or, in the worst-case scenario, it would be the same, meaning $7.4 billion net. This figure was $3.5 billion for the 2022 summer season alone, compared to $1.2 billion in the summer of 2021. The expected 25% of tourists come from Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, and the Gulf states. Nevertheless, the percentage of Europeans coming to discover Lebanon is on the rise, although Nasser is unable to give precise figures. Jean Aboud, head of the Travel Agency Owners Union, told This Is Beirut that flights to Lebanon have been fully booked since July 1. The national airline MEA has added flights and inaugurated new routes, including one from Madrid to Beirut. The Spanish capital is a transit point between South America and Lebanon, he added. The majority of travelers are Lebanese, but the proportion of foreigners, Europeans and Arabs, has increased compared to last year, stresses Aboud, adding that he hopes that, with the political détente in the region, tourists from the Gulf will return to Lebanon. Hotel occupancy rates vary between 40% and 50% on weekdays, while during weekends, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they jump to 80%, or even 85% on average. However, some hotels are running at 100%, such as Gusthauses, which have small capacities thus fill up quickly. However, Pierre Ochkar, head of the Lebanese Hoteliers Union, points out to This Is Beirut that hotel booking figures are not representative. We have the reservation rate of foreigners who plan their vacations in advance. Lebanese expatriates and locals often book at the last minute. Given that these make up the majority, this means that hotel occupancy rates for the summer season could be even higher.